SK Telecom and Coactis introduce Kaiohan Mobility to improve social inclusion of people with hearing loss. The two companies' collaboration, which began with Kaiohan Taxi, now expands to Kaiohan Mobility, a ride-hailing service designed for deaf drivers. Kaiohan Mobility is powered by SK Telecom's Audis and Smartwatch, which are developed to meet the needs of people with hearing impairments. The Audis warns the drivers of potential danger through both visual and vibration alerts. An SOS button on the smartwatch provides immediate connection to the police to protect drivers in emergency situations. The companies expect Kaiohan Mobility to increase job opportunities for people with hearing impairments, and plan to work closely to create greater social value through the use of ICT. SK Telecom and Coactis introduce Kaiohan Mobility to improve social inclusion of people with hearing loss _PC. SK Telecom and Coactis introduce Kaiohan Mobility to improve social inclusion of people with hearing loss. SK Telecom, NYC, SKM, and Coactis today held an online press conference to share how they have been working together to create social value over the last 2 years and to introduce Coactis's special ride-hailing service powered by SK Telecom's cutting-edge ICT. Coactis is a social venture operating Kaiohan Taxi, a taxi service driven by deaf drivers, in Korea since June 2018. To make customers feel more comfortable towards deaf drivers, it equipped the taxis with tablets installed with an app that enables smooth communication between passengers and deaf taxi drivers. With a shared vision to create social value through technological innovations, SK Telecom joined Coactis's efforts to support people with hearing loss by upgrading the Kaiohan Taxi service. The company not only connected the service to TMAP Taxi, its taxi hailing app, but also developed and applied a feature that provides flashing alerts to notify drivers of incoming calls, as well as a messaging feature that enables communication between drivers and customers before starting a journey. It also began operating a program to recruit and nurture deaf taxi drivers by providing education and training to help them obtain a taxi license to get a new job opportunity. So far, the program has produced a total of 62 taxi drivers. Moreover, SK Telecom is running a special support center to address the challenges and difficulties deaf drivers experience on the job through video calls and sign language. Their efforts led to international recognition and awards. In February 2020, the two companies won the Best Use of Mobile for Accessibility and Inclusion category of the GSMA Global Mobile Awards 2020, GLOMO Awards. Today, SK Telecom and Coactis announced that they have extended their collaboration to introduce a new service developed for deaf drivers. Named Kaiohan Mobility, the app-based ride-hailing service powered by SK Telecom's advanced technologies, will launch in Korea on August 1, 2020. To enhance the safety and convenience of deaf drivers, SK Telecom equipped the vehicles with an Advanced Driver Assistance System, ADAS, specially developed for deaf drivers, and provided the drivers with T-Care Smartwatch, a smart device also tailored to their needs. The Audis provides forward collision, lane departure and pedestrian collision warnings not only on a display screen but also through vibration on T-Care Smartwatch worn around the driver's wrist. In emergency situations, drivers can simply press the SOS button on the smartwatch to make immediate contact with the police and transmit the driver's real-time location. Moreover, Kaiohan Mobility is expected to create a stable work environment as the drivers will be hired directly by Coactis and receive monthly salaries. Coactis will start by operating a total of 10 vehicles driven by 15 deaf drivers, and plans to increase these numbers to 100 vehicles and 200 drivers by 2021. Our partnership with Coactis highlights our commitment to create social value and business value simultaneously, said Yeo Ji-young, Vice President and Head of Open Collaboration Group of SK Telecom. We will continue to seek innovative ways to address social issues, including employment of people with disabilities, by fully utilizing our ICT to strengthen social safety net for the underprivileged. We are excited to launch Kaiohan Mobility through our ongoing collaboration with SK Telecom, said Song Min Pyo, CEO of Coactis. Through the use of technology, we will not only provide quality jobs to people with hearing impairments, but at the same time make sure that Kaiohan Mobility becomes well-received by the public for its high-quality services. SK Telecom and Coactis introduce Kaiohan Mobility to improve social inclusion of people with hearing loss _O2.